One day, when I came to my office, I found in the incoming mail a letter instructing me to pay 5,000 euros, otherwise the matter would be submitted to court. The letter was sent from an offshore destination. I had always been very careful about our invoicing, so I ran to the accounting department and tried to find out what it was all about. Eventually, we found that the company bought the receivable from a smaller supplier of ours, although it had been paid long ago.
What did you do?
I let it go. After all, it was already settled.
I guess it wasn't a very sensible solution. You should have sent them an official reply asking them to prove the legitimacy of their claim, saying you were positive it had been paid, and send them a copy of the proof of payment.
I had many other things to do, so I soon forgot about it. But it didn't take long, and I received a call from a bank advisor from the bank where we had loans. He asked me whether I knew that an insolvency petition was filed against my company.
That must have been a shock.
It certainly was. I started searching frantically for more information, and I found out it was the offshore company who filed the petition.
I thought that would be the case. That time you reacted promptly, I presume.
Naturally. I filed an appeal immediately, since the word insolvency was highlighted next to my name in the business register. I had calls from suppliers and customers who asked what was going on and whether I was really in trouble. I did almost nothing else but calm them down.
And what about your employees?
Well, they also got nervous, as you can imagine.
Nervous is probably a mild word, but I understand you. Let's move on a little. How did you decide to solve the situation?
Well, in addition to filing the appeal against the court decision, I paid the 5,000 euros to the original creditor again, who had actually received the money long ago. But I wanted to be on the safe side. Then I deposited the same amount with the insolvency court, so they had a proof of our solvency and could send the sum to the creditor if they found it necessary. I took a plane immediately and flew to the offshore destination to find the company that filed the insolvency petition against my company.
Did you find it?
No. It was 8 months after the date of filing the insolvency petition. I no longer had anything to manufacture from, and even if I had, there would be nobody to manufacture it. And even if there had been somebody, there was nobody who would deliver me the material anyway, as the liquidator came and sold everything that was left in the company. Real estate, machinery, utility models, and the rest of the material. All of that was bought by a single company.
Let me guess which one.
It's not that hard, is it? By that time, the original number two became the market leader. Yes, it was the one purchased by the investor after I refused to sell my company.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm done, and so is my company.